Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, coming to you live from Thrifty Horse in Norco, California. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 1st. Oh, my gosh, it's December already. 2011, episode 284. Good morning.
Hey, guys, it's Thursday, and I just woke up.
Good morning, sunshine. Nice to be seen.
Drink it up. And everybody, we'd like to welcome you to Thrifty Horse. Hello, everybody. Woo-hoo! In the live broadcast from here in Norco, California. And wow, the wind is the story today. How do you people ride horses in this kind of weather? My God, it's like, what is it, like 80 mile an hour or something like that? Yeah, I was here in the... Our barn at home is a mare motel because I'm in the desert and you can't have a barn. Lisa, you were telling me last night that people's mare motels blow over and leave their property. Oh, I'd be mad. But we're going to talk a little bit more about Lisa because we had some adventures in horseback riding yesterday.
We had a lot of fun yesterday. It
we
really
did.
Was fun. And you know, the unique thing.
More fun than others. Whatever.
There's so many unique things in this town, and we got to do some real serious horsey stuff yesterday. And we're going to talk about that. But I think it is really cool. You know, one of the unique about California is it's December 1st, and already Santa has blowing in.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so cool.
Santa and the wind is oh. The thing, Glenn. It's not Santa.
Oh, Santa's not coming?
25 more days. Okay, can you hold out?
Santa could blow in. There's no question about that.
Probably could.
This is one natural disaster that Jennifer and I haven't had the experience of yet. There's power out everywhere, and we were hoping we'd have power and internet this morning.
You did say that you were the bringer of natural disasters, so thanks for that.
Yeah, that's good. That's our job.
We did adjust our schedule because of the winds that were supposed to come in today. We were supposed to go Christmas caroling on a sleigh ride tonight.
No, you mean a carriage. Sleighs are a little different. Oh, they actually know. Yeah.
I'm not a driving person, okay?
You we got to drive last night. A pair.
Oh, it was awesome. No, we actually went on a carriage ride because we ended up not being able to do it tonight. We bumped it up to last night, and that was so fun.
It was. It was a treat. But first in the day, you guys got to go on a trail ride through the town of Norco. And when I mean through, I mean down the main street. It's just all kinds of cool stuff. But you had a little adventure to begin, didn't you?
Yeah. I show up at Lisa. Hey, come on and see my wonderful.
This is where we throw Lisa under the bus.
Babies, okay? I've had this. My husband brought her home with a bow on her neck, and I just love her so much. She is just so perfect. She is so wonderful, and she's just a bat demon horse. Dear God, okay? We get attacked up. She's having me ride in an Aussie saddle because she says it's the closest to an English saddle. Yeah, right. So I get the horse out, and, you know, and then she is just such an angel. I'm grooming her. I'm picking her hooves. She's just so good, and she's standing tied to the corral. It's so fun, and Lisa's over there. Oh, I'll ride the green one. This is the one that's green. I'll take the wild one. She lied. Lied. We get out there, and this horse, but we run me over about three times before I actually even got on her. And, you know, we've discussed my previous competition woes with my thoroughbred, where I'm always that guy. I'm that guy. The one you go, oh, my God, watch out, here she comes. Holy, stay out of her way. I was that guy on this demon. Oh, my precious little baby boy husband brought me. Oh, he's so sweet. He's so wonderful. Lie. All lies.
I noticed you didn't actually start out the trail ride on that particular horse. I think you decided you wanted to enjoy it. You actually switched horses.
Well, you know, it's true that, and it was, I think that's kind of the way the town is, because everybody here lives very close to their horses. And they, I mean, Lisa does everything for this horse. It's in her backyard. I mean, it is. And the horse was having a problem with me. The horse was not herd bound to her friends. The horse wanted to be with her mama. I mean, looked for Lisa no matter where she was in the arena, and would then try to bolt back to her in the arena. And it didn't matter. I mean, right rein, nose to the knee, you know, I'll fix it. No, there was no fix. And somebody asked me, I was like, are you going to charge her for this? I just right. Because I was trying to work the mare. I'm like, okay, well, just kind of like soften you up a little bit, get you to give. No. She wanted mama. After about 20 minutes of being that guy in the warm-up area before we headed out on the trail waiting for everybody, we made the decision to switch. And I am sore from that 20 minutes. I'm not going to lie. You get the pain because Lisa got her mare back. She wasn't thrilled about it, I don't think. But I was like, take this demon. I'm getting on that green horse here. The green horse. Oh, this wild green was an angel. Okay, perfect. Sweetheart of a just animal. I had a wonderful time riding through the town, and poor mare never recovered. I think I ruined her for you. But you said, come here for a second, because you said that she's so good. She's the good one. What happened?
You know, sometimes, you know, somebody just gets up in the morning on the wrong side of the salt. And she has not been that bad in, like, 5 years.
Oh, congratulations to me.
Just for Jamie.
Yes, I can play the lottery.
You, yeah. And I was really concerned about Goldivar because she was a brood mare. She lived in pasture in Wisconsin. And, you know, moving to Norco, I mean, this was the horse that was afraid of the Velcro on the fly mouth when I got her. And she's unpredictable, and I wanted to make sure that you were safe, and we were going to be riding on the streets. And so I made the decision to, you know, put you on my bomb-proof good little pony.
This is really bad ads live. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
we can
God,
write a really
so
bad ad for that horse.
Super sweet, wonderful, loving
demon. She was the demon horse yesterday. I mean, I was... It is so embarrassing to have somebody at your level tell me to my face that this was the most spoiled horse
she's ever been on in her entire life.
That came out of her mouth once or twice.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was sweating. Okay.
So was the horse.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, then the other thing, too, that happened yesterday with Jamie is these particular horses of Lisa's, let's just say they are well
Dear God. Starve them for like a week. Seriously.
Their barrels are quite large, and Jamie is small, and her legs are even smaller. And when she got off, she said, "No, I know why they all walk like that when they get off."
I'm telling you, I showed you exactly what they get fed. They're air ferns, okay? And they're old. I mean, you even were looking at a wrestler who's 35, and you're like, there's nothing wrong with that horse.
Well, there's a thing here in California and in Arizona where we really worry about sand consumption and sand colic, and you give the horse psyllium, try to flush the sand out, because the sand erodes away their stomach lining, absorbs the nutrients. Your horses have no sand. They are fine. Take them off the psyllium, let them get a couple hundred pounds in their belly. Get them down a little bit.
There's Jamie's vet advice of the day.
The reason I'm not a vet. Go ahead. What
are you going to say? No. I mean, it's the one thing that everybody comments, but seriously, you know, you were like, I told you exactly what I feed them, and you were like,
that's it? Yeah. No, they're special.
They're special
animals. I think your mare might have lost about 150 pounds, though.
Yeah. It's just a young one.
Oh, yeah. And she's how old? 19. Yeah. 19-year-old, and I'm on her, and it was just such an adventure. And thank you so much again.
It was fun. And, you know, it was really neat riding through town, because what other place in the country can you ride through town on the sidewalks, which are really dirt pathways for the horses, and they have the buttons you press to get across the street?
The crosswalks are horse size. Okay, so you don't have to lean down. Like, you're going across the street, lots of, I mean, let me paint an even more thorough picture. You are on the side of a busy road. These cars, I mean, granted, everybody by is horse smart, and you guys are so popular. You're like, hey, Jim, everybody was, you know, knows everybody. And you're going down the road, and literally you come to a crosswalk, pavement, all that. These horses stop, they wait. It's almost like they're looking up at the traffic light, like, is it green? Okay, there's a little walk sign. Let's go. Because you hit the button directly to your left. It's awesome.
I did post pictures on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning of the Day and around town. We got to pass the eccentric chicken lady. Do you remember the eccentric chicken lady? Ham and Eggs Farm. She must have had 1,000 chickens. This is in the middle of town.
Can you call her? Is that rude?
I was going to call her the crazy chicken lady, but I thought.
Yeah, and what was amazing is that you're going by these.
Trying to be nice.
I mean, right next to the horses. I mean, like 2 feet to the right, and they're flapping and squawking, and these horses are so unflappable. I mean, I was just amazed. Air brakes going off. That's when I almost lost it a couple weeks ago on my horse. Yeah. They're like, oh, no big deal. They're
Jennifer got the ride. Jennifer, when we first were pulling up.
I don't even want to talk about Jennifer's ride today.
Jennifer had the most luxurious casual ride in history, and it was on a Mustang, of all things. We're going to put her on a Mustang, this wild Mustang they have out here in California. Well, what we didn't know was that this particular one is a burst and is bomb-proof. Jennifer, I think, touched the reins, literally. Touch the reins maybe once or twice in the entire 2 hours.
That's only to get them readjusted so they didn't fall on the ground. I mean, seriously, the only thing that horse did the entire time was take one mouthful of food. And she was like, oh, come on, let's go. I'm like, okay.
You did have one of the most luxurious rides you've ever had, Jennifer.
Yeah. It was basically like having a chauffeur.
That horse actually has to stand underneath a wooden roller coaster at Knott's Berry Farm during Knott's Halloween Haunt for patrol. It's not only a Mustang, but it is a police car.
I could have ridden that horse through town. Yeah. It would have been no problem at all. I probably would have had to touch the reins, but for didn't even have to touch the reins. It was so much fun. Thank you, Lisa, for putting that together. It was
no
great.
Problem.
Thank you, everybody who came along. There was the one horse there was, and you'll see this in the pictures because she towers over everybody else, the Clydesdale that was about 18-2 hands in them.
Yeah.
And she was like this beacon in the night, you know. You'll see in all the pictures, she's about 2 feet above everybody else. It was really cool.
Wonderful horse, too. I mean, I was just really impressed yesterday riding through these streets. Everybody's horsemanship and everybody's polite, you know. Sometimes when you go on a trail ride with people, you never know what's going to happen. There's always that one guy in the front who takes off at a gallop, and all the horses behind them are like freaking.
We had the police.
Yeah.
So
we call him the trail boss. I mean, you didn't mess with him.
No, he was pretty much in charge.
Yeah. He was, including the policemen and the firemen that were leading the charge. I was like, nobody is getting by those people.
Well, we're going to tell you all about our evening last night, which was really special at Christmas time, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first, for the first time in the history of the Horse Radio Network, over 17 episodes, we are broadcasting live from Thrifty Horse, which is a consignment shop like none other that you have ever seen. We walked in here yesterday, and by the way, this is the first time we're ever coming to you from it live, and it is the first time that we are ever coming to you from the Western Saddle section. We are surrounded by Western Saddles.
Yeah, it's here. Kind of making me want to hang out with some cowboys.
Now you'll need to come about 2 inches from the mic. Would
here.
Be good, yeah. Now, so we with us here today, Fran and Crazy Cowboy John, who... there's a lot of crazy people in this town we're learning.
He said Cowboy John. You're
oh, he didn't
the
say
crazy? No.
Oh, no, it's Cowboy John.
Okay.
But every now and then I get crazy about...
Okay. Sorry about that. I forgot. I just got that wrong.
cowboys get crazy.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for letting us broadcast from the Thrifty Horse and for you guys getting up so early this morning. I know you're not usually here at 6 o'clock.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Sometimes we are here for drug work and remodeling and everything else.
It's the holiday season, too. I mean,
that is true.
When I walk in consignment shops around the country that we've been in, they're usually about a 10 by 10 booth, okay, 25 items in them. And when you walk in this place, it's a big store packed full of stuff. Have you ever seen one like this?
I have never seen anything like this, actually. I mean, and you know, a lot of times you go into the consignment and stuff is like, it's really the stuff nobody else wanted.
Yes,
you know,
trash.
It's like all of the, you know, we all have that crap sitting in the bottom
of the stuff you usually see on Craigslist.
Yeah. It's the Craigslist stuff, exactly. And, oh, my God, I want to take out a loan and $65 Amerigo girth hanging on the back. I mean, just phenomenal brand names, new, really, really fantastic, nice stuff you guys have.
Yeah, we're 6,000 square feet of
awesomeness.
Awesomeness, exactly. We've got about 3,500 different consigners.
That was amazing, 3,500 consigners.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Norco, man. Everybody has new stuff in Norco. They all have a million horses.
There's all six horses in their backyard.
Our radius is actually about 300 miles all the way around us, directions. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and there were a lot of shoppers in here yesterday when we were in here. And that's another thing at consignment shops. Usually there's one or two people maybe when you go into a consignment shop. You had like 20 people in here shopping yesterday.
We host sometimes close to 1,000 people in a day, so it's pretty amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's
Horsetown USA right there.
We've got, 500 saddles? Is that what you figured out yesterday?
Yeah, between 400 and 500 saddles annually in the store.
And that's just saddles. Then we have everything else, too. So.
And I noticed that there's a collection of Western saddles, English saddles, jump saddles, dressage saddles, endurance saddles,
Australian saddles.
Even a race saddle.
And was it a race saddle, too? I didn't see that one. But, there it is. Yeah, so there's some fantastic variety. It's not all, like, for me, being an English writer, I wouldn't come in here and be like, there's nothing. There's so much English stuff. There's, like, a whole wing of it over there.
We call it English World.
English World, yeah. And I saw Mini World.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Mini Horse Central. And Draft Horse Depot.
Awesome.
And, you know, that's the guys, too, because you're, you know, like most towns have one tack shop if they're lucky, or you have to drive a long way to get to a tack shop. You guys have like a dozen tack shops in this town.
And yeah, I believe there's 4 tack shops and 6 feed stores. But we all work together. It works out well.
Yeah, I mean, so to have that many people in here, you know, when you have that much in town is amazing.
We're one of the main draws on 6. We bring a lot of the outside business in, and we always encourage people, come in, park, and spend the day. You know, go from our shop to the next shop to the next shop, because there's something for everybody in every store out here.
And it is Christmas. I mean, it is holiday swing. It is time to do some shopping. And if you are within, you know, any sort of driving distance, you need to come down here and check this out. I'm going to go ahead and start packing my warm blood over there. I'm going to get that pack saddle thing. What is that? It's awesome.
Yeah, the panniers. We've got
that.
Something for everybody.
So that's meant for a pack animal.
Oh, yeah.
Over the back.
We have cross-country packers that come through here. We have people from Mexico that come up and buy our packing gear.
Do you have Mexican saddles?
Oh, yeah. Charles saddles, you bet.
Okay.
Children's saddles. You got everything.
It was fun to ride around town yesterday and see the eclectic group of houses. You'll have one house that's totally run down next to one that is just totally fixed up, and haciendas and ranches. And we're talking relatively small here, you know, half an acre to 3 acres. But just the horses and the donkeys and the minis and the attack donkey I took a picture of, who was obviously the guard donkey because I hopped out to go to his fence, and he was not happy about it.
Did you have to renew?
We did not see the
camel
yet, and his name is
Bert.
That's right. We saw Camel Mama. We saw her yesterday, but we didn't get to see the camel yesterday.
Oh, that's a shame. That would have been a real experience to run into out on the trail.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Woo! Like on your horse.
All of a sudden, the green horse becomes the demon. Right?
And we did ride along the edge of town, and because Norco took a little bit higher, you got to see the whole valley of Ontario over to the mountains. It was absolutely beautiful. We got to experience some of the the Los Angeles smog. That was beautiful coming in from the city.
Yeah, all of a sudden the mountains just disappear in yellowness.
Well, if you look towards the east and you're on the outskirts of town, you'll see Pumpkin Rock as well.
I did see that. What is that?
Yeah, it's about an 80-foot pumpkin sitting on top of a mountain up there.
Yes, it's a large boulder that's been perched up there forever. And several years ago, a group of kids went up there and painted it orange one day, and then next day a pumpkin face painted on it.
And it's just stayed ever since.
I thought
they put that up there just for Thanksgiving.
I think the city and their budget is planning on putting a painting budget together for next year on that. Possibly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What,
well,
to paint a better pumpkin?
No, to keep repainting.
Oh, keep repainting.
It's a maintenance budget.
I love it. It's like your Hollywood sign.
Yes,
it is our Hollywood sign. That's great. Well, thanks you guys for joining us, and thanks for letting us hang out here in your store. And don't worry, it's a while.
We do have to mention a couple of the sponsors that helped to bring us here today, and they're sponsors that you deal with. And one of them is JT International. And everybody, and I did see this all around town. And a matter of fact, Jennifer Wells, who we're going to talk about a little later, show yesterday, who took us on the carriage ride last night, had her horses decked out in zebra stripes and I forget what the other one was, but that's one of the things that JT International is known for, is their very colorful stuff. And we had them on the show a little bit ago. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the zebra-striped polo wrap sitting right here right now, and they have hoodies, and they have blankets, and all different kinds of stuff. Do you sell a lot of this wacky, colorful stuff?
You know, they were so generous. They sent me a bunch of zebra items so that we would have something to talk about, and before I got them off of the office floor, we sold it all. And then I asked them to send me some more, and they couldn't get it to me quick enough because it is one of the most popular things going right now. They have the zebra, the leopard, the giraffe.
Peace sign.
Peace signs, yeah, tie-dye.
We love animal prints.
Oh, yeah. And it's so popular, so popular.
The crazier the color, the more they like it.
Exactly. Yeah. And JT's been a great distributor for us. We can get anything we need from them, and they're very timely. They get it to us quickly, and so we can make our copy.
Well, our dog, our greyhound, wears a JT International doggy blanket. And it fits her beautifully, and she loves her doggy blanket. So
get that mini section.
She's even on the Draft Force Depot. Is really
we actually have customers that have Great Danes and the larger breeds, and they'll literally go into the full blankets and stuff to find blankets for those larger dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And, you know, the other sponsor that helped bring us here is Diamond Wool Pads out of Rhode Island.
I used one yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, the Demon Horse had a wool pad.
That's the name, the Demon Horse.
I don't even know what her name was. I tried to blog it out. But, yeah, the wool pad, it was great. I mean, the saddle sat on very comfortably. I mean, I'm no pad expert.
They're our most popular seller.
Really?
Especially the one that has the shin pockets in it is... The shin pad is our best seller.
Yeah, that way if the saddle doesn't quite fit, you can adjust just a little bit to make it work until maybe the horse's back is brought back up again or whatever needs to be done. But they're a great company to work with. You can have it just custom made. They'll, you know, make it to your order. My husband and I had an opportunity to visit their factory back in Rhode Island, and it was pretty interesting. I really enjoyed the experience, seeing how they special order everything out.
Well, you know, one of the things you think about when you're an English rider is you ride for an hour at a time, maybe, and your pad's important, but it's not as important as when some of the people on our trail ride yesterday had just gotten done from a 4 or 5 day packing trail ride. Your pad is important when you're on that horse
Absolutely.
For 8 hours at a time.
Absolutely.
And that saddle's resting on that horse's back to provide that comfort. You need you don't want to go cheap on a pad.
No, not at all. And, you know, what's nice about the diamonds, the fact that it's got that good quality felt wool, and it just wicks the sweat away. So your horse will be more comfortable on the longer rides.
Good deal. Well, I'm excited to get to Dominique today. We're going to Zebras RS. And apparently this tail bag with the zebra tail bag, the zebra leg wraps, the zebra like hood, and the zebra blanket – she did a little photo shoot at her house, and they're going to put it on her one of her horses and have it turned out with the zebras and be like, I just want to fit in. I mean, how cute is that going to be? So we'll definitely have to get a picture of that and talk about that for sure. Let me book for you tomorrow.
Well, Cowboy John and Fran, thank you so much again for allowing us to be here, and we're gonna continue to broadcast live. Yes, oh my God, she said this morning. She said, "I don't care what it's for today. I am shopping after the show." Okay, we are shopping. So, Lisa, whatever you have planned, you're going to change it if I'm going to stay married.
Thank you very much.
Shopping's on the list. Okay, good, because I'll be in trouble if we don't do some shopping today for sure.
Speaking of haciendas.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you about the experience that I had yesterday.
Okay.
At the Hacienda Miranda. Okay, put this on Facebook. Hacienda Miranda. It is the place where there's a guy. His name is Armando Miranda, and I met his girlfriend yesterday. Well, I say I met her, but I pretty much stalked her. And she worked.
Jamie's good at that.
Yeah, she worked at the store yesterday, and I started talking to her. She's like, "Oh yeah, we have Andalusians," and she had 10 stallions, and so I actually went to her house yesterday, the Hacienda Miranda, and got to pet 10 Andalusian stallions, marigold, and got to see them working. I was like so giddy when I started crying when I left. I thought I saved it for the car. She just thought I was nuts. But it was just, and so I'll put those pictures on Facebook and I'll have the little transfer cord. But I just played with stallions. It was wonderful. And they're just fantastic breeds. But Hacienda Miranda, and if you want some Evies, you should get them there because they're all very pretty. So is it time?
Is it time?
For our next guest here?
I think it's time for our next guest here.
Oh, Lord.
You have to come right up 2 inches from the mic. And we have Dominique here, who is Zebras Are Us. And we are so excited. When we went to the party the other night, our welcome party, there was a trailer sitting outside. And I'll tell you what, it's not every day that you come into town for a welcome party and there's a horse trailer sitting up. By the way, there's a lot of horse trailers in this town.
Before that, they backed that sucker up and it was like 8 miles long, and she did the most amazing like 3-point turn I have ever seen. The girl's a pro. But yeah, you don't ever drive up to somewhere in some neighborhood and be like, there's a horse trailer. What's in there? Oh, a baby zebra, regular zebra, and donkey, and a camel. That is not normal.
You are not known for being normal in town, are you, Dominique?
No.
Come right up to the microphone, about 2 inches away there, if you can.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, so you Zebras Are Us, and you have some of the best stories that you have told us about your adventures. You actually are the person to go to, one of the people in the country to go to, if you want to own a zebra.
Absolutely, or gain any more knowledge and see how we do things and expand.
Well,
yeah, that's what I need. I need to expand my herd. I will get divorced in 5 minutes. And guess what I brought home? No, but you were telling us about your business. Is, you know, people contact you and they're like, "Oh, I want a zebra," and you know, you're not sending them down to like the bad places. You actually do a lot of research and find the good homes and
absolutely,
and place handled, trained zebra people. And I heard you just got a call from the homeland. Is that right?
Yeah, Zebras Are Us. We're actually working on an extremely big deal, and we're shipping 12 zebras to Africa. Zebras to Africa. It'll be a pretty
wait a minute thing. Don't they have their own?
Yeah, ours are, I guess. So no one actually handles them out there very much, and ours are handleable. They've been raised in corrals, in captivity, and are somewhat domesticated, and so that's what they're looking for. They want to have their role model be a role model and parade the zebras, and they really want hand-trained zebras. So this is going to be a really neat deal.
They're going to bring them to the people, kind of educate them, and, uh-huh, and hands-on thing, and I love the fact that you said they're, would you say, reasonably trainable?
Yeah. Yeah, no. They're actually, I tell everybody, they're as good as you make them. And if you spend time with your animal and really work with them and get them to trust you, you can get them to do anything. You really can. Sammy Jo's jumping her.
I know. She's amazing. Driving them and jumping them and everything.
Yeah. I'm going to rope off a Mottin. I got to do something Western.
Cut cows with your zebra. Yeah. Well, you know, that is so cool. And you, what was it like? Did you think somebody was pranking you when you got a call from wanting to buy some zebras?
Absolutely. I was in shock. I mean, I'm like, I always ask who, the potential client where they're calling from and what they're looking to do with their zebra in the future.
Where they like, from raises about as every red flag.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how many of us have had the spam email, send us a check where you son of the lost Nigerian prince. Yeah.
Exactly.
And where?
Well, pay for shipping and send me your account number.
Yeah, seriously.
Right.
You did get paid for this.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we've actually been.
The check cleared.
It was a direct deposit.
Okay.
And we actually talked to our bank and put the funds on hold for 3 weeks and everything's cleared and they're.
And where is it? Where is it?
It's in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
It is the prince.
Yeah. It's amazing. They're actually Prince died.
Oh, that's right.
The
son
is actually probably sent that back, and now they're buying zebras. Yeah.
They're using all that fraud money to buy your zebras.
Yeah. No, but they're creating a zoo. It's actually going to be a 6,000-acre farm that French consultation.
We know you're like, you know, legit. And these people are, I'm sure, wonderful.
Next episode. Dominique with fraudulent interview.
Dominique arrested for exporting to a Nigerian friend.
Anyway, how do you export a zebra? First of all, I assume they're flying.
Yes, they do. We have several export stations throughout the U.S.
I mean, we're going to put them on a boat, Glenn.
Sorry. So there's several export things. And
are there all kinds of rules and regulations about exporting?
You know what? It's actually easier than shipping equine. It's pretty interesting because we have... there's less protocol, and it's pretty easy. And I do a lot of international deals, and I have a USDA license to import and export exotic animals. So once you get through the hurdles and you know the road to go on, it's pretty easy. But getting into it, definitely a lot of book work.
And you're not that old to be doing all of this, you know. It seems like she's been doing it for 100 years the way she talks, you know.
She's about 17 years
old. I know. She looks that way. So now, what other kind of crazy animals do you have?
Well, we dibble and dabble in everything. I have camels, water buffalo, zebus, zebra.
What's
you know,
a zebu?
A zebu is the smallest cattle by breed. So they're actually these little cute tiny things, and I get them.
Do they have little tiny clove hooves?
Yes, they do. And my bull is like 32 inches, and he has a huge hump on his back, and he thinks he's all of like 15 hands, and he's tiny. Cutest little things ever.
You could like kick him. No way, right?
Well, you wouldn't, but you could. Not like a giant
cute
bull.
3-day adventure.
Run away from the giant bull. Oh,
she
oh,
called
geez.
You out.
Yeah, we're rough. We're abusive.
Yeah, no. Oh, man. People are like, well, I want a zebra for my 12-year-old daughter to ride. I'm like, really? Do you not like your kid? Like,
you serious people?
Yes, and they want their kid. How good does it ride? I'm like, it's a zebra. There's three people in the United States that can ride.
Sammy Joe's one of them. Yeah,
yeah, you think your 12-year-old kid's going to go trail riding on a zebra? But horses are amazing. I have my wonderful Frisians and quarter horses who ride on the trail. And my zebras to come home and look at. Like, they're wonderful to look at.
There is an eclectic group there. Quarter horses, Frisians, zebras,
oh,
and zebus.
Yeah. And a camel.
Oh, yeah.
And a camel.
And a yak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have the we rode past the eclectic chicken lady's place yesterday, and then we have to come by the eclectic Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we actually, it'd be a great day. We have a Parliament cigarette photo shoot today. At the ranch, and the producers are Survivor coming over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm doing a reality TV show.
Wow.
Great people. Reality show. Tell us about it. Well, it's basically, it's a wonderful show that's going to come out if it goes. And it's just going to represent horse people, animal people, and the love for their animals. Like, it's not just, oh, I own a horse and it eats and it, you know. It's literally the time that we put into it to get them on set. And get them working in the, and it's not just buying an animal and taking it on stage. There's so much preparation and how we have to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning and get home at 11 and then still do 3 hours of chores at the house. You know, as easy as it seems. So it's just the inside look of what goes into making movie animals.
You're going to be a celebrity.
I already am. Look at this.
Yes, designed zebra outfits after Dominique Zebra.
Well, this is so cool. Don't forget about us. But, you know, they do reality shows about pawn shops and, you know,
pig people,
pig farmers, and everything. Might as well do something we are about.
That's right.
I think it's a great, it'll be a great thing.
Yeah.
And that's happening today with the Santa Winds?
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Now, you said the producer of Survivor is coming.
They're the one in the show.
Out. I mean,
no, we're going to be, she's pitching the show, and she finds ideas and moves on them, and we've already done a scissor reel, and we've been working on it for about 8 months now. So we've got our scissor reel going.
It did concern me because Survivor, they're usually eating the exotic animals, which is what really concerned me all when she said that.
Yeah. How to survive on a zebra farm.
you're out.
Yeah.
Kill him. My gosh, well, that's exciting, and you're so busy with all of your so Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood farm style.
Are you allowed to come over and just peek in from the sides today and watch it happen?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm not riding a zebra.
Absolutely.
You're not riding a zebra in the 60-mile-an-hour wind?
People in the U.S., Glenn, she said, ride zebras, and I'm not going to be the fourth or the first to die. No, Jamie, it's kite flying and zebra riding.
Oh, okay.
Run the back. With these 60 to 80 mile an hour winds, it sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Dominique. We're looking forward to coming over a little bit later in the day to see what's happening over there. To see, we only have mics. They have big cameras and stuff. So,
it's a show. It's definitely a show when they pull up. There's movie trailer vans and interesting big booms.
Do you have your own trailer yet with your name on the door?
I do, but it's aluminum and it has like stock.
Yeah.
I need my trailer vehicle.
It says we'll go well towed. Caution horses on the back, you know. Caution zebras in your case. Well, yeah, that's too fancy.
It's pretty fun.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thanks for coming out here. Zebras Are Us is your website. Anything else you want to?
I would just, the zebra industry is so small that I encourage people to get as much knowledge as they can through reputable breeders to just get help and find out your new striped partner.
Good Lord. I'm just going to call you if I ever get
that urge. You'll be in divorce court first.
You want to
accomplish that first.
Once he leaves me, I would like to have a giraffe. Is that possible? Can you do that? It is possible. They don't
very
get
impossible. Very possible. We just ship them under 18 months. You'll be fine.
Oh, baby.
The baby lap giraffe. Yes.
These lap giraffes, they must exist.
No, they're super. Everything's cute. All these animals are definitely interesting and they're fun to own.
Well, we've seen you around those. You are the perfect ones to be doing this job. So thank you very much, Dominique. ZebrasAreUs.com.
Thank you.
Yay. We'll see you later today. All right.
I talked to her about the giraffe thing. Under 18 months, I never had baby giraffe.
Gotcha.
Duh. It's
better, if they stayed that way, they might hit your house.
I know.
You'd be okay then. All right, we're going to take a break for a song here, and I can't think of a better one to play. We did not hear it on our caroling last night, but...
thank God, because if you played one more dang chipmunk...
I was not in charge of the music. I was
like,
rolling.
Seriously, how many freaking Christmas songs did Chipmunk sing?
A whole album full.
I'm going crazy.
All right, this is a little Happy Holidays from Templeton Thompson.
That you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow was softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home heard, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays, yeah. And like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathered near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays.
Love that holiday song from Templeton Thompson, and you can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, and we are coming to you live from the Western Saddle Set of the Thrifty Horse Store here on 6th Street in Norco, California. And appropriately enough, our next guest is Patty Ireland of the City Parks and Recreation Department. And the first thing we did when we got here the other day, it took us out to the dedication of a new arena. And let me tell you what, Jamie, if you want a covered arena to ride in, you would be able to ride 10 of your horses at one time in this arena. It is huge. You have two of those out there. You just dedicated the first one. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. It's actually the second one. And you witnessed the dedication of the Hal Clark Arena. It is a little bit larger than our first arena. Our first arena is the Merino Covered Arena. It's 150 by 250. And it is our
premier
rodeo arena, and we have quite a few rodeos coming to town, anywhere from 3 to, including the Duke rodeos, about 7.
Wow.
It is huge. I mean, you could fit 4 dressage arenas in this thing. It is absolutely enormous, and it was a dedication for a city project for a lot of people there. That's how vested people are in horses in Norco.
Yes, that's true. Hal Clark was a resident and a council member and a former mayor. Everybody loved him dearly, and I think that was shown with the presentation you saw.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's beautiful. I mean, we rode by you. So is it open to the public when it's all finished?
We do have open riding, and anybody can look at our website, the George Ingalls calendar on the main page of our City of Norco website, and we do have open rides usually scheduled Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. No charge. We just ask you to make sure you follow common sense guidelines, tread alone, and make sure you bring your helmet.
That's left shoulder to left shoulder, people. Left shoulder to left shoulder. Not that hard.
Well, the other thing, too, I heard a little bit about in town was they're remodeling the shelter here, the animal shelter. Is that correct?
Yes. We are in construction with our new shelter. It'll be really more animal-friendly. It should be...
Which is really good for an animal shelter, by the way.
Yes.
We really like them to be animal-friendly.
Animal-friendly, yes. We have some adds to this building that will include a grooming room, an exam room, a meet-and-greet area for people that want to adopt animals so they can really get to know the animal. And our room will be double in size for housing, and same as our kennels. And we like to say that our animals don't have destroy dates. They have available dates.
Aw, that's fantastic.
I was hearing about some of the animals that were in this, and we're not talking normal. We're talking dogs and cats, but we're also, you guys get some strange stuff out here.
Well, we're Norco, so we have, not only do residents own some exotic animals, We at times get some. We have the typical Wilbur the pig, very large hog, and we have some fallow deer. We have had a boa.
And we've these are available for adoption?
The fallow deer aren't. They're looking for a sanctuary for them. But Wilbur the pig, these are some confiscated loose animals. Some have been injured, and they're pretty much just living their days out at the shelter. I have some potbellies available. Please come and adopt the potbellies.
We want the potbellies out of the shelter.
They multiply like rabbits. But
you don't spay and neuter pigs?
We do that for us, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, we spay and neuter just about everything, so be careful when you come in.
Speaking of... All right, I'm not visiting the shelter. Just saying. Caught me off guard on that one.
Yeah. I love it.
I was surprised when we were on the trail ride around town yesterday, and we were over by the water basin, the river that comes through there, and it's a big basin. And I was surprised that we were told the number of wild pigs out here. You think of Georgia has wild pigs. You think of Alabama and the South having wild pigs. You think of California having wild pigs.
Are they javelina or?
I don't know the breed or multiple breeds that are down there now. But the Fish and Game can give you information on that.
Yeah.
We have quite a few wild pigs down there. We get quite a few calls. There are a hunting area that certain times they can go down in that.
Well, apparently they do cause problem with some of the crops around and things like that to get into the field and make a mess.
That also scares you when you're riding down in the riverbed and out comes several big pigs.
Yeah, because they're pretty nasty.
They can be.
Yeah.
Well, the javelina are in the desert in Phoenix, and they will come after you. But that's the animal. And I live in an animal community, too. Mm-hmm. And people have emus and no zebras or camels or anything as exciting as here. Mm-hmm. But the one thing you are not allowed to have is a pig. Mm-hmm. That is the one thing. I don't know. They're pig is racism at my neighborhood. I don't know.
Well, you can't have a pig. Yeah. There are some strict guidelines, but you can have a large pig. You can have small pigs. And you should come up to the shelter and see what we have.
Let me just tell you.
Ostrich.
I would love to come to that shelter, but I would never be able to walk out in an armful of
pigs. I have a deal for you.
Oh, God.
It's Christmas. We're in construction, and we currently have a two-for-one opportunity for animals to be adopted, two-for-one for cats, two-for-one for kittens, two-for-one for puppies.
No deal. Buy one, get one free.
Yes.
Awesome.
To good homes only.
Hey, Lisa, I'm bringing you some new horses.
We do have a few for adoption as well.
Horses?
I would recommend Willie.
Oh, well, tell us about Willie.
Willie is a quarter horse. He was found loose, and it's amazing. Sometimes we'll find a loose horse that's just been shod, year old, with a halter on, and nobody comes and claims him.
Holy moly.
You know, so Willie is a really nice horse. He needs some work. But this one, Willie, is probably approximately 6 years old.
Okay.
Real beautiful bay. Come see him. Got a lot of interesting animals, and we welcome the public to come adopt, come visit, and they're welcome to come to the back of the shelter and visit all the animals.
Oh,
and hopefully once the new shelter is done, we'll be able to pull some of the animals out and people will actually be able to feed them.
Oh, how fun. You can see the little deer and stuff. So, coming back over.
Uh-oh.
Getting a quarter horse. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to adopt that quarter horse, and I'm going to put it in your backyard and put a little pit bull on it, and it's going to be
little Willie.
I know.
So your horse can have a pink bow instead of a red one on the tail.
That's
great.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's great. But when I very first moved here, I was introduced to the animal shelter. I tell everybody, I said, we don't have an animal shelter. We have a petting zoo.
They
have a little, they even have in the front of it, this like little pond and there's stuff, birds. And
so it's like more an animal sanctuary where you can actually
adopt.
Walk out with them.
Sanctuary adoption.
Yeah.
Good deal.
It's amazing. And they do such a fantastic job up there. And It's not just Norco, it's the entire state of California and the entire country. I mean, it's having trouble. And our employees, Patty next to me,
She does four people's jobs. They, you know, they've cut the staff down to a bare bones minimum. She runs that arrear. She works at the animal shelter. She fields crazy calls, like, from people like me and all the other horse clubs. And they just really do a fantastic job. And, Patty, thank you so much for being a Norco resident and being here so many years and being such a dedicated city employee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you for staying and hearing
everything that walks in the door. I appreciate it.
And again, I will not be visited today. I will be out at the zebra farm. Thank you very much.
That may be the funniest thing I've heard. Be careful walking in. We've made it through everything.
And our next guest up here, I'm not sure. Have a seat.
My name is Scott Foy.
Oh, Scott, you're with the leather shop.
I am.
Okay, you need to get about two inches from the mic there. Now, Scott, first of all, we have a store here that has a leather shop. What the heck kind of store is a leather shop?
A good one.
A good one, apparently, yes.
Yeah.
So, now, what do you guys do in the leather shop here at the Turkey Horse?
We do just about anything. I originally took my apprenticeship for 4.5 years from a master saddle maker from England. So I can build English saddles from the tree up.
Custom saddle, Jamie. Custom saddle.
I know.
It comes with a price.
For you, it's double.
Not buy one, get one free here.
No. No.
Buy half, get the other one after the deposit's done. So we do a lot of custom items. We'll get people that, you know, they come in and they want stuff that you just can't buy off the rack or... what's really helpful for Fran having the store here is that customers will come in and they'll find out, you know, that the saddle for $200 really the deal of the century.
Amazing.
And then, you know, because it's got to have so much work to put into it. And then some other times they'll come in and they'll find a saddle for, you know, next to nothing and they'll rebuild the entire thing with us, you know. Mm-hmm. So I also have two other kids. I have a kid that works for me and then I have a business partner. So there's actually three of us in there. So,
wow, and you're busy?
I'm busy all the time.
You're kidding, look at all this tack around here.
But the store's huge. I mean, the store's like 6,200 square feet. And so, I mean, it's quite a large store, especially for here in town. So most of the taxers I've seen, they're barely a couple thousand square feet. So she's like three times the size of what a normal tack store is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also do anything and everything. So we do Western, we do English, and we do harness.
Speaking of which, you have an interesting backstory that we want to hear about, because tomorrow we have the opportunity to go out and spend the day at Disneyland. I hear you have a little bit of history over there with the mouse.
All of the guys in the shop actually have. I worked at Disneyland in their equine division, and I worked
Give us
there.
That Disney smile school smile. There it is.
That was pretty good.
Oh, my face hurts
again. So you were a cast member.
I was. I was a cast member. I originally hired in I think it was like 2000 or 2001. And I worked there for a long time. I was actually a livestock driver there, so I drove the horses.
On my bucket list, when I retire from this hard gig we have here, you know.
Yeah.
When I retire from this hard work working with Jamie every morning, I want to be the guy that drives the carriage down Main Street.
All right. Let's go for it.
That's what I want to do for a living.
You're going to have to kill somebody to get that job.
No,
Disney frowns on that.
Cast members probably buy out of that job.
It's very very sought after within the people that work there. When I originally worked, we had about maybe 30 people that worked there.
In the equine department.
Yeah, we had about 30 people that had worked there, and only about 7 people that drove. So
wow.
I mean,
it's a little bit of liability driving the draft horses down Main Street with all those people.
I mean, winning there, our smallest draft horse was 17-2. And
what do they use mostly? Do they use Belgians or Bichons?
Last time I checked, it was every single type of breed. I mean, when I left there in 2009, they had literally one of each breed of draft horses.
And are they driving singles or pairs? I don't remember.
It's just a single horse.
Single?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I worked there. I actually was the harness maker there for a number of years as well. So I made all of the draft horse harness and stuff like that right there on property. So
so you made it from scratch. They
made it
buy that in. They made their own.
No. There was a lot of if we could get it, and we could get it for nothing, they went ahead and they just, you know, they let us have, you know, they just went out and bought it because it was easier that way. But a lot of the stuff is very custom and, you know, is very specific to their business unit. And
that little Mickey Mouse and stand still over it.
Yes and no. there was actually a big thing with the cast members at Disneyland, and they do what they call hidden Mickeys.
Yes, yes, it's a huge thing for the Mickey thing.
Yeah, so
I didn't know all this.
I'm a Disney-aholic. I've been to Disney World 12 times, and I'm looking for the hidden Mickeys. Okay.
So, unlike the custom show harnesses and things like that, I actually created hidden Mickeys and things like that on there because it was just kind of like my part to put in there. But,
okay. For those of us who don't know, what is a hidden Mickey? I mean, I know who Mickey Mouse is, but...
It sounds almost dirty, yeah. Mickey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's,
I like
or
a hidden
drink.
Mickey.
It sounds like a drink.
Yeah.
This is for kids, guys.
Okay. Belly up to the bar. I'll take two hidden
Mickeys. Hidden Mickeys, please.
We can market that. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Brings a whole new mini to Slipman Mickey, huh?
Yeah.
Just a hidden Mickey.
No, the hidden Mickey is a non-sanctioned thing that the cast does, and they actually put them in the attractions,
right.
And it's actually a Mickey Mouse head, the classic, you know, mouse ears,
yeah.
You know, and it's usually just the silhouette form, and it's actually hidden within almost every attraction. But not every attraction has them.
Like, you mean within a ride, say you go on the Peter Pan ride, there's a Mickey somewhere in there, or...
The easiest one that most people will actually be able to see, and relatively easy to see, is like at Haunted Mansion. When you go to the dining room scene where the ghosts are floating, the saucer plates, so what they did is they, instead of just putting the dinner plate with the saucer plate off to the side, they actually put two saucer plates, so it made like the Mickey ears and things like that. And then like on Indiana Jones, they have like, it's kind of gross to think, but they actually have the making the Mickey ears and things like that.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
I mean, like,
there are whole websites about this, actually. I'm not
there's,
kidding.
There's websites for when it comes to Disney stuff, there's websites about everything. But, you know.
I've never seen this hidden Mickey in the Haunted Mansion get closed the entire time.
Sorry, you have to open your eyes. I'll tell you, look there.
Yeah,
look there.
Yeah. Okay, good. But, when the ghost sits in your lap, dear God, I come unglued. Scary.
Yeah. So, what's. But Disneyland is actually what helped create my business.
Really?
Yeah, because my business partner as well, when I went to go work at Disneyland in 2001, he was running the livestock department, and he hired me into Disneyland. And then he was a maker there before I was. And he was the harness maker there for about a good, like, I think well over 12 years. And he created a lot of things like artwork and things like that because we did a lot of things like artwork on leather and, you know, so you did a lot of artistry and things like that as well. And I really wanted to do that. And I was trying like mad to try and get in the harness shop at the time. And I wasn't able to. So someone opposition to actually take an apprenticeship with saddle making. And I took it and I left the resort. And I took my apprenticeship with a master saddle maker. And then when I finished my apprenticeship, I really missed, like, you know, doing the things that I did there. So I turned around and I went off and came back to what they call Circle B there. And, you know,
the rest is history.
The rest is kind of history.
How many horses are at?
You know, I don't know because, you know, it's been since 2009,
okay.
And, you know, that kind of information is kind of, like, privileged.
I'm asking for your Mickey knowledge now.
You know,
probably a website for that.
I don't, one of the big problems with doing anything with that kind of stuff is that, you know, it's kind of hard to, like, tell things that you're not supposed to talk about.
Right.
And, you know.
He could tell us.
Good. The Mickey police would have to.
Yeah, so it better be good.
Right?
So I always wondered this. Now, he's not going to tell me the truth on this one either, but I'll ask anyway.
Yeah.
I always wondered, it's the happiest place on earth. Is it happy for the cast to know? Well, you must have enjoyed it.
A lot of the cast, I mean, it's when I had worked there, it was kind of. You know, it's totally different. And the experience that I had was completely different from what I talked to other people about.
Right, right.
The experience that it was really, you know, it was fun. I mean, like, I got to drive horses and play and, you know, and make leather and do all the things that I did. My experience was completely different from even your typical person that,
yeah,
that went there.
You get to do
I got to do all the stuff that everybody else wanted to. You know, I was allowed in areas that people were not allowed into. So
it made it
a lot more fun for me. So, and obviously, yeah, I went back. So it was in me that way.
So what you're saying is the answer to that question is yes, it is the happiest place on earth for everybody around.
Sure.
Say,
sure.
Give
yeah.
me that Disney smile over there and tell me it is.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well,
but,
I mean, a day's work is a day's work for right. anybody, no matter what
it's,
you do.
It's work no matter what you do. I mean,
yeah.
I love doing this stuff at my shop every day.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's work. My hands bleed. I cut, you know, like yesterday, like I cut my finger with a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Trying to trim it. So, you know, you know, it's work. You know,
yeah.
it's a fun job, but it's a job.
They don't
you know?
Call it going to fun. That's the way they call it work. So, well,
yeah.
that's great. And I'm so glad to join us and tell us a little bit about your days. I mean, that's so cool.
Yeah. And then it's pretty cool here out in town too. You know, we have the shop here and we do a lot of custom items. We also have a line of products that we're actually releasing. I've worked 2 years on creating a new English bridle. It's actually we've been working with some top trainers and things like that. I've also we've had the I don't know if you know who this is Conrad Schumacher.
Yeah.
I've actually had the bridles in prototype form with Conrad, and he's loved them. So we're hoping.
Do you have some in the particular look at?
I have some production prototypes, and
okay.
we're actually in the middle of creating the first 10 production bridles.
Love to see them.
Yeah, so they're really neat. So, and you can come back and see all the antique machines that we have. So,
I did notice some of those in the window. I was going, these are not modern leather.
No. In fact, the sewing machine, the last year the sewing machine was actually produced was in 1903. So the machine is at least the 1903.
Wow.
So.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Yeah, no
we
problem.
Appreciate
no
you
problem.
Being here,
yeah.
and we'll stop back.
Yeah, stop on by.
All right. Thank
it.
You very much. Well, we have Patty who just sat
My
back
home.
Again here real quick
okay.
because we forgot an announcement earlier, didn't we, about...
Yes, not only do we have off-site pet adoptions, but I just want to remind the community and everybody that we have our Winter Wonderland Festival this weekend, Saturday, December 3rd. And prior to that is our Parade of Lights. So it starts on Valley View and 6th. You'll see some beautiful horses and carriage decorated. And then it ends at Nellie Weaver Hall, which is part of the George Ingalls Equestrian Event Center. And that's where the Winter Festival, Snow Tot Lot, ice skating ring and tons of vendors. So down and visit and just remember, come ride, come play, and stay in Norco.
Well, that's great. And I hear that we're going to be in the parade, actually.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that, being in the parade. Dominique's coming back. Look, we have repeats already. So, Dominique, what's up?
Somebody told us a story about you.
Well, the check got canceled from Lagos, so I just wanted to...
Oh, no. Are the zebras already on their way?
Just kidding.
Is the prince coming over to get you personally? I don't know. Did we forget something with you, too?
Yes. Hello. Okay, so apparently there was a big competition in town, the Extreme Mustang Makeover.
Oh, that little thing.
Little thing. What was it? 50 Mustangs, 50 trainers. You know, they whittled it down. First, let's get to the, you were in the competition.
And this is Dominique from Zebra Zara.
Yes. Tell us what you had to do to be in this competition. You have to go through this to get picked to be one of the trainers in the event. And I was selected, and I ended up getting a 5-year-old bay Mustang gelding. They gelded him like a month before the trainers got him. So it was a really neat deal. It was pretty fun. We did pretty good on it.
So you had 90 days to train it, is that right?
Yeah. 90 days from the wild to get it to do as good as it can in 90 days. So some people had their horses leading. Some had them riding, and it just depended on what people did. And I chose to ride mine, and we had him going really good. His name was Spider, Itsy Bitsy Spider. And we actually did well. The first day, we were in first place. And then the second day, we held second. And then the third day, I placed third overall. So that was pretty good. It was really fun.
Yay!
It was pretty exciting. I think it's a great program because you get some horses that aren't actually really sought after, or maybe he had a bigger head than people would like to see. But it got the horse a wonderful home at the end. So I think the Mustang deal is a really good program.
Well, finding places for off the track thoroughbred Mustangs are very important to Glenn and I, to the Horse Radio Network. So we do appreciate what you did. I know it is extremely challenging being in the West here. We have, and Glenn, you don't experience this as those of us that live out West, but Mustangs are, lots of people have them. And they're very,
right,
so much more common than they used to be. But still, they have their issues forever. And it takes a special person to be able to have one.
With the exception of one that Jennifer rode yesterday.
Except for the Mustang that Jennifer rode, falling asleep walking down the streets of Norco.
Nap while going through town.
Yeah. So, they are phenomenal
they're
horses.
They're awesome.
They're great horses. I've ridden several of them. I've trained a few. And once you train them correctly, they are the most phenomenal horse I've ever ridden. They're so trustworthy. They'll do anything for you, absolutely anything.
What challenge, then, would you say to people that are considering getting a Mustang?
I say if you're a recreational rider, trail rider, or you just want to do some stuff over fences, great, great horse, but take your time and be patient. That's absolutely the biggest thing. And I believe it's not how much time you spend with them. It's the perfect 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be an hour. It's just that positive 10 minutes every day will just turn that horse around. I had mine riding in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was just, we loved each other. He was like my little companion.
Do you think that your experience with wild animals, with exotic animals, helped you with dealing with the Mustang? It was also a wild animal.
Oh, absolutely. It was nothing. I was like, really?
Campbell puts up more of a fight than you.
Yeah, it was so funny because the BLM actually asked her, like, oh, do you have the right fencing? Do you have the right setup? I'm like, zebras. And I'm like, oh, how many do you want? So it was pretty neat. They're great horses, and I look forward to doing it again this year.
All right.
Or actually 2012.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that one.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dominique. We appreciate that. And you have the cutest puppy over there.
Thank you. That's my little French bulldog.
Oh, he's so cute. How adorable. Well, next up we have, by the way, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek with Jamie Jennings and Jennifer producing today. We are at the Thrifty Horse Consignment Shop, and I can't even call it that. It's a full-blown tack shop. Here in Norco, California, we're live in the saddle section. And actually, they told us yesterday we were all going to have to be sitting on saddles, but the saddle bucks were a little too high for us to reach the microphone. So that would have been a first, too.
Well, and I'm still sore from that wide load I rode yesterday.
Our next guest is an author of a book that everybody in the horse world is familiar with. We have it all. Jamie, you tell the story of how you came to know about the book Horses for Dummies.
Well, it was Christmas, and I just started dating Chad. It was our first Christmas together, and he opens up the book Horses for Dummies from his sister. So my sister-in-law bought Horses for Dummies for my husband so we could have something to talk about. So he needed to learn, and, you know, so I read the book. All right, you get the book, and as a horse person, you get a little skeptical, like, oh, Horses for Dummies, I know everything.
Yeah, it's just probably written by a person that doesn't know anything about horses. Yeah.
No, it's definitely written by a very knowledgeable horse person, and we have her here. Good morning.
And that's Audrey. Is it Pavia?
Yes, Pavia.
Okay, hi, Audrey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So how did you, everybody's familiar with the Yellow Dummies books.
Uh-huh.
How do you actually get to be an author for a dummies book? Yeah. Do they do surveys to see who's the dumbest or the smartest? I'm not sure. I can't figure that out.
It's more about how much do you know and how can you break it down? How well can you break it down for people? I mean, I've been cleaning hooves since I was, 10 years old, and suddenly I had to somebody who's never even seen a horse how to clean
in
a
print.
Horse.
I mean, that's, you can't show them. I mean, there's illustrations,
right,
but you have to actually kind of go.
You've got to be able to break it down. Yeah,
and make it funny, because one of the things about the dummies books is they all have a sense of humor.
Yeah, absolutely. The editors insist on having a sense of humor.
Well, and that's partly why it makes it so readable for for the dummies like me who need these books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we actually did, we sold a lot of these books. We used to have our own tack business, and we would sell a lot of these. And when we had somebody come in that was just starting out, say, get the Horses for Dummies book. Because this is the book you need when you're first starting out with a horse.
Well, it's interesting. I've had a lot of experienced horse people tell me that they learned stuff from it too, which was pretty cool to hear, because that when I wrote it, it was full that I've never really seen a horse.
Right.
But there's stuff in there that even experienced horse people didn't know.
Well, this is terrific. You did a great job with it. And as I said, it's on our shelf, and I know JV has it on hers. And I bet it's on a lot of shelves in America now. And you've done others. You did horseback riding for dummies, too.
Right.
So what was the difference between the first one is more about the care, and the second one was more about the rider?
Right. The first one is very, it's got grooming. It touches on a little bit of everything, whereas horseback riding for dummies focuses particularly on riding, the different gaits and the different disciplines. It also has some basic care stuff in there as well. But it's really focused on riding. And then I have another one, too, called Horse Health and Nutrition for Dummies, which is all about how to feed and take care of your horse from a veterinary perspective.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that one's got a lot of pretty in-depth veterinary stuff in there that even, no matter how experienced you are with horses, you could probably get something out of that.
Well, that's terrific. And you also have one called Harden Bull Dummy.
That is Horses for Dummies in Dutch.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't read it. I thought it was just me. I thought it was early. We're here in California, and I'm going, she brought this book over, and I'm supposed to know what it is. I can't read any. It has the same pictures, though,
yeah,
I will say.
Same pictures. And actually, I don't speak Dutch, so I have no idea what it says in there.
So they could have translated this all wrong, and you
could say anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny. And we met you at the party, and you brought along a friend who
yeah.
we were so excited to meet. And I know she was kind of excited to meet us, but we were more excited, I think, to meet her. So we're going to have her introduce herself and her title. And we'll see if she gets her title right. Go ahead.
I'm Michelle, and I'm Horse Radio biggest fan.
Yes, she's the biggest fan, yes. At least the biggest one here in California,
yeah.
for sure. You have been listening to our shows, you told me, since the beginning when Helena and I started Stable Scoop.
Yes, your very first show. And hi, Helena, I love you.
Helena, you have a big fan here
in
California.
I've got to say that Michelle, when we were at the party, did lean over to Glenn and go, yeah, I just love, she's my favorite.
Right in front of me, my God.
I'm just kidding, Michelle.
So we all opinions.
Yeah, I actually thought that would probably come up this morning.
I just take little seeds and I just store them.
Jamie's very sensitive. I just wanted to mention
that.
Yeah,
like noted.
Yeah, no, I note it. I note things.
She waited until this morning to
come. Yeah, everybody. Exactly. No, Michelle, your last name is Griffin, correct?
Yes. And if you recognize that name, if you are a listener, you've seen her post on Facebook a million times when she came up and she said, I'm Michelle Griffin. I was like, oh, my God!
Isn't it weird, like, when you meet somebody that you're Facebook friends with and you're like, I'm totally friends with you. We're friends already.
It's a weird feeling to not really know somebody, but know somebody.
Yeah, it really is. And it familiarizes you. Yeah, I love it. It's great.
So I do have a question for you. Do you listen to the shows? And you listen to several of them. You said you listen mm-hmm. to Stable Scoop. You occasionally listen to Jamie when you have to.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you also listen to some of Chris's shows, I think, too.
Yes.
So did you start listening for the entertainment or for the education? And now that you've listened to all of these shows, do you listen for the entertainment and the education? Why do you listen?
Both.
I
like it because there's nothing else like it. When I was looking for podcasts, I was looking for something horse-related, and I couldn't find, you know, not a lot of things that were consistently updated. And you guys are super funny and educational. You have great guests on.
Helena's funny and educational.
Yeah, you apparently not so much.
I said you guys.
I can read between the lines. No, Glenn is asking.
You notice she
this.
Hasn't mentioned me in any of that. She loves my co-host. Apparently, I'm not even here.
Yeah, it's all good.
She's like, Jennifer,
you're the horse.
Yeah.
Yes, she loves Jennifer.
So you commute is the reason you started listening.
I was commuting. I'm not commuting, but I still listen.
Hope that's by choice.
subject.
I am happy about it. I'm being tried every day, so we're good.
Yeah. Now, you have horses, so what do you have?
I have a 16-hand liver chestnut appendix gelding.
Oh, cool. And you trail ride? You compete?
We do trail riding, dressage, natrack, and gymkhana.
Wow, there's
a little bit of
talk about
everything.
A eclectic combination. There you go. I saw a sign yesterday, guys, and I'm going to have to look at our book page here to read it because it was one of the most interesting signs from a horse husband's perspective. You all know how horse husbands love. Our favorite thing is to go watch dressage. That's the thing that we like the best. You know, I'm an eventer husband, so, you know, dressage was always my favorite. I hated cross-country and jumping. That's so boring. But I saw this sign as we were riding around Norco yesterday, posted on our Facebook page. It says Imperial Knight Company, Knight School, Tuesday, Thursday. By the way, I want to go to Knight School, and that's K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, not Knight School.
Yes, exactly. School. And it says boarding, training, stunts, sword combat, and dressage. There you go. That would make dressage much
That's
more exciting.
How to incorporate it for you guys.
I want to see them out there with swords and shields. Would make dressage. Us guys would go watch dressage.
If there's death in dressage, it would be awesome. My God. You just run. You go up the center line. If you don't directly at X, you get knocked out your
way.
Somebody comes jousting at
yes,
you.
Yes, that's yeah. right. Yeah, I love that. If they had to, like, spear little rings along the edge while doing a side pass. I mean, that is inventing a new sport here.
Write that down. I mean, you guys, it's an old sport.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because dressage was originally used by the military. That's where it came from.
Well, we know that horse is for dummies, lady. I mean, you're good.
I just bring it down a notch.
No,
we're making millions, and you.
She's like, excuse me, I have the facts. I rode horses for dummies.
That's right. I know about this stuff. By the way, what qualified you to ride horses for dummies?
I used to be a dummy.
Okay. There it is.
There you go.
Apparently that's...
What qualified you?
Well, we talked a little bit about this, too, is your previous job was the editor of
yeah,
a horse magazine
that.
Yeah. That every single one
we
of us has subscribed to.
I was going
to
mention it.
Oh, okay.
And
Horse
what,
Illustrated.
Yeah.
Horse Illustrated.
Yeah. Horse Illustrated. My favorite thing about getting Horse Illustrated was the centerfold. I mean, come on. You get your Horse Illustrated. Who is it? I'll be like... Oh, it's a quarter horse. Oh, it's a jumping horse. Yeah, you know, it's a thoroughbred. You know, it's always like the big deal.
I can honestly say that was not the centerfold I was looking at.
Honestly,
say
dirty old man. So you are the editor for Horse Illustrated.
Right.
So you obviously have a pretty heavy journalism background.
Yeah, I have a degree in journalism, and I was a magazine editor before I became editor for Horse Illustrated. And I used to work on a magazine for towels. In bath maps and stuff. That was
oh,
my
that's
first
exciting.
Job. It's very exciting. Yeah. So the horse thing was really boring.
It's when her thread count. You know,
exactly. I know a lot about sheep. More than most people.
Gotcha. Well, and so then you got into the horses, and then you got Horse Illustrated, and then you were tasked to write Horses for Dummies. And, I mean, you must have made just $300 off that. So.
Oh, yeah. I have a huge mansion here in Los
Angeles. Yeah, when it's the Dummies franchise, you know.
It's a two-story house we actually saw in town.
Exactly.
Because there's not many of those in this town.
So you have some other books?
I have actually 23 books.
Wow! What do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, I have a real job.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Now, 23 books in the last 10 years. And some of them are horse books, but a lot of them are also dog books. And some other little critters like hermit crabs.
Did you write a hermit crab for dummies?
No.
Oh.
No, I wrote Happy Healthy Pet Guide Hermit Crab.
Did you write anything about the rat she has?
It's a guinea pig, Glenn.
Oh,
I did.
Right.
I wrote a book about guinea pigs.
Ah,
yeah.
See? The definitive guide to guinea pigs.
I would have brought one for you if I'd known.
Yeah, I'm learning so much. Like, don't feed him that. Give him that. Yeah, yeah. So it would be a good guide, you know. But that's fantastic. Any? Give us some of the titles so people can look for them.
Well, we have Why Do Horses Sleep Stick, which is a book that has all kinds of stuff in there about different things that you always wondered about horses but never knew until you read the book.
cool. Like, so some of the myths, like somebody said to me not long ago that if a horse lays down, it'll die because they can't breathe. I was like, what are you talking about? I lay on my horse and he's laying down. So stuff like that, like you kind of debunk the myths and explain some of the nuances.
Right. There's one in there. What does it mean to pee like a racehorse?
Uh-huh. That explains that. Yeah.
This is a horse husband book here.
Oh, yes. Horse husband. Love this book. You don't have to be a horse person to appreciate that book.
That's true. Is there a website, Mind Them All?
Well, you can go to Amazon, and they're all on there. You just put my name in, and you'll get
and
all my books.
Audrey, P-A-V-I-A.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Michelle, I have to ask a question, and I also want to tell you guys about our experience last night. We had a wonderful time last night. We haven't talked about it. We promised we would. But, Michelle, I have one question for you before we talk about our wonderful time last night, and that is, if you've met us, you're going to stop listening, huh?
Definitely.
See, I knew that was coming.
Done.
That's what happens. That's why we don't like to meet our listeners.
I think that now, Glenn, we're her favorite.
She might stop talking about Helena, you mean? And
I think Jamie's won me over.
Yeah, I've been so sweet.
Yeah.
It's because they're just so sassy.
Well, I got to tell you guys, Michelle and Audrey, we went last night. Dr. Jennifer Wells, who we had on the show yesterday, chiropractor here in Tampa, and Roland, had us out, and they took us on a carriage ride that was absolutely beautiful. They had this beautiful carriage set up. And they had it all decked out in Christmas lights, and they have a sound system on this carriage. So we were blaring Christmas music, pulled by two of the cutest hats I've ever seen. And I posted a picture on the Facebook. You're going to have to go look at the pictures. The one halflinger has a mane that's at least 4 or 5 foot, an absolutely white, beautiful mane.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. Just beautiful.
And of course, okay, being a listener, what do you think, as we are in the wagon, Glenn was saying the entire time?
I have no idea.
Let me drive.
Can I drive? And I got to drive a pair of halflingers down the street with cars and stuff. It was so much fun. She's a very brave woman, by the way. She let you drive.
I know.
But I noticed when you drove, we pulled into a parking lot.
Yeah, seriously, I was like, she's like, turn in here. I'm like, really?
It was a church parking lot, and then she let her drive.
That's where I learned car.
Oh, it's a church parking lot.
Come full circle.
Exactly. Well, it was just cool because, you know, Glenn being the driver, it was really neat. I took a ton of pictures of him driving because the grin was just ear to ear.
Well, it was kind of magical. We're driving through Norco, Horsetown, USA.
Blasting the chipmunks
Christmas music. People are coming out of the houses and waving. We have Christmas lights all over the carriage, and it was quite Christmas. It was cold last night.
So I called it a sleigh ride.
Yes. Jennifer, we have a picture of Jennifer that I posted in there, too, of her totally bundled up, looking like she was having a great amount of fun. Apparently, she grimaced when she found out I was going to be driving.
Yeah.
So,
she was not supportive of that idea at all.
It was pretty. It was a magical moment for me, something I've never gotten to drive a pair of halflingers before, and not in that setting. It was just, it was neat.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. What do you think of Norco?
Oh, we love Norco. This is truly Horsetown, USA. When we were doing the trail ride yesterday, there isn't a backyard here that doesn't have a horse in it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it just, you know, and from a different perspective, riding down the road and having the people around you that are driving the cars and you know, they're horse people. They're like educated and respectful and appreciative and, you know, everybody knows everybody. But just the fact that, you know, I can ride around my street and I'll about get run off. You know, I'll have kids on ponies behind me and I have to yell at people to slow down and be respectful and, hey, give us some space or stop your car. These people, everybody knows, you know, they I don't want to say beat, but they behave themselves with horses present.
They know,
they've
been in the situation.
That was a big difference to me, was to see how everybody behaved. And plus, you know, being able to reach over and hit the traffic light directly to
them.
Yeah,
pretty cool,
like,
huh?
Hit the button, the crosswalk.
Got a
horse
crossing symbol on it.
Yeah. That's great. Well, it's just so awesome meeting you. First, Michelle, big hugs because, you know, we're friends. And obviously, you know, having
I thought we were frenemies for a second.
Yeah, no. The frenemies is not a way we've broken through that. Come to accept that Helena is
Now we're going to have to give Michelle on the Stable Scoop show so she can gush all over Helena. Helena can go, she can just be so happy. You know Helena's going to play that up. So.
Oh, I'm never going to hear the end
of it. We're recording, the All Hosts episode here, too. Do you remember that from we do every year at Christmas? We have all the hosts together. It's going to be crowded this year.
It wasn't
going to
be just Alan. Yeah. Now you've added Helena.
Oh, I wanted to tell you that I am a fan of your Facebook, but not the Western show.
Oh, Alan just had a coronary, and he listens, too. Alan's going to be calling us in the next 5 minutes. Oh, Tammy's crushed. Tammy has guns. I wouldn't say that.
I adore Tammy.
Michelle, you just became my new BFF. We are BFFs, whether you like it or not.
Thank you guys so much. It's been fun being here at the Thrifty Horse. And the address here is something for Thrifty Horse. It's just 960 6th Street, which is like the Main Street. I don't know why they didn't call this Main Street. It makes no sense to me. It's not even like 2nd Street. It's 6th Street, and it's the Main Street. I don't know. Okay. So we had that Old Town, New Town thing. You can tell, by the way, that when this town was built, it was built as an expansion out of L.A., and they just kept building with no real plan in mind. Because roads are laid out and everything. It was done just... Well, we'll build this street next.
Yeah, but dear God, they left places for the horses on
That's
the side
true.
Of the road.
That's
all that matters.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, everybody from Norco, for all of the help in putting this together for our just today, JT International, Diamond Wool Pads. We also had Logan Trailers, our All-American Trailer Company as well, and Thrifty Horse, of course, for putting us up here and taking time out of their day. Thank you to all of our guests today. Jamie, our fun continues today. We're going to be experiencing the Santa Ana Winds and wine tasting. Woo!
Today's the wine?
Yes. Yes. We. Right. In other words, this afternoon we're wine tasting, and tonight we are not riding or driving.
No. that would be a nap, an alcohol-induced nap.
Oh, and by the way, they have been feeding us well. We had the best place right across the street, right across the parking lot here yesterday. We had lunch. It's called Rodeo Burger.
ADD.
Oh, my God. Really Jennifer good. Got a chef salad that was the sock table. It was huge.
Yeah,
it was huge. They've been feeding us very well here in Norco.
Yeah, it's like her horses. They eat well.
Yes, like Lisa's horses.
Lisa's horses
fed.
Yeah, and they get a salad too. Apparently, fries and burger and
it was great.
And onion rings and whatever they want. No, yeah. So we've enjoyed it. I'd like to thank Violet Ahafi and Miranda for letting me come into Legion Stallion.
You stalked her. She didn't have a choice.
She kind of didn't. I was like, hey, you home yet? What time are you going to get off work? All right. I'm gonna... No, she was great. She was very gracious and let me come and take pictures and brought some of the stallions out so I got to photograph them. I'll show you all those. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. This is awesome. And then the ride, yes, trail ride and the Christmas caroling. It was just a wonderful experience, and we thank you for everything, and thanks to Norco. You guys are fantastic.
And tomorrow,
not
yes,
even
everybody.
Yet.
And tomorrow morning, we will be still coming live from Norco, the wonderful hotel they have put us up in over at the Hampton. It's got to be the place to stay when you come and visit Norco. And that's one of the things Jamie and I wanted to say. If you're coming to California, if you're coming to L.A., and you're going to see the studios, and you're going to Disneyland, we are how far from Disneyland here? 26 miles. We are not far at all from Disneyland. You must come over and visit Norco. You drive around this town. Just drive around.
Shopping.
You're shopping. You can do all of that, but make this a destination. If you're a horse person and you're coming to L.A., Norco should be on your map.
It should. Just because the stuff you see going down the road. Like Lisa and I were pulling out yesterday. We had to slam on the brakes because a rocky mountain came about 90 miles an hour down the road. I was like, that's so cool.
When we came in on the busiest street in this town, on the trail ride yesterday, they have little corrals for the horses. We 10 horses in this little corral while we went to eat
in
lunch.
In the mini mall parking
lot. It was awesome. Just amazing. There's parking lots for your horses.
Automatic waterers out there set up for them. So, I mean, it just couldn't get any better. So, yeah.
Yeah, the Rite Aid has a hitching post. That hasn't happened since the 1800s.
Now the place that I...
Every bar apparently has a hitching post. We're going to try that later this afternoon. We're going to
the Saddle Sore Bar. oh my God, what a great name to write. It's called Saddle Sore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Saddle Sore Saloon. You ride your horse on up, have a couple beers, sober up because you will get in trouble drunk.
Yeah, and apparently there's a rule about that. Right?
Yeah. No drinking and riding. Every place has its own unique rules, and that's when I've never
We broke a lot of them yesterday, and we didn't get arrested or anything. So
I didn't break any rules.
We kind of did. We were riding the gator all over town. And
It was really fun. It's been a great day, and I'm looking forward to the rest of it. Jennifer, it's time to shop.
Doggy. Jennifer's over there holding the little doggy that's all covered up in a cute little coat. Oh, that's cute.
All right, focus, Glenn.
All right.
Let's get out of here.
We're done. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow morning from the Hampton Inn here in Norco, California. Just to Disneyland tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be
and
great.
And we're going to take you 10 times through the Haunted Mansion.
Not going to happen. Everybody, please have a great day. Spay, neuter, and dill.
All right, Jamie, I'm so proud of you yesterday. Great.
I had to. Like talking about